Well, the problem that Obama faces, having just unveiled this ambitious new Afghan strategy to crush the Taliban and al-Qaeda, if you like, in Afghanistan and Pakistan, is that the convoys which are supplying U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan are being repeatedly ambushed. Basically, they're threading through the kind of perilous tribal regions of Pakistan and up through the Khyber Pass. You know, and I've traveled that road, and it's a very dangerous road and extremely kind of ambush-prone. Now, because of that, following on from Obama announcing that he's going to boost the number of troops there by another 21,000, what NATO is doing is signing a whole series of bilateral deals with Afghanistan's northern neighbors. Now, these are the former Soviet republics of Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan. And really, they're going to sort of collectively form a kind of new corridor with non-military supplies in trucks rolling across the border. I think it's quite interesting, really, this kind of new focus on Central Asia. There's nothing new about kind of strategic rivalry here. There's this expression, the great game, which was coined to describe the kind of competition, if you like, between Imperial Britain and Tsarist Russia in the 19th century, which was played out against the mountains of the Pamirs and the Hindu Kush by spies and adventurers. Now what we're seeing here, if you like, is this sort of new geopolitical competition between the U.S. and Russia, that U.S. needs Central Asia to, if its new Afghan policy is going to have any chance of success. But at the same time, Russia very jealously regards Central Asia as its backyard. Now, what happened in 2001 after 9/11 was that Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader, and the former U.S. President George Bush cut a deal with Putin, basically allowing the U.S. to establish military outposts in Central Asia as part of its Afghan campaign. Now, what we've seen since then is really the Americans sort of turfed out and Russia really reasserting itself in this region. Now, what we have to wait and see is whether this new push by the Obama administration will work.
Luke, what do you think what's your take on this? Do you think that it does have an opportunity to work? And if so, how that might impact on, I suppose, the success of the U.S. in Afghanistan?
Well, I think it's absolutely vital. But the problem the U.S. faces is that its foothold in Central Asia is very weak. It's been trying to sort of support opposition groups here, civil society groups, but essentially it's got really nowhere at all. These are very autocratic countries run by, you know, a bunch of kind of democracy-adverse strongmen, and so that's pretty difficult. And at the same time, leaning over all this is Russia, and I think that the Kremlin will be very keen to make sure that any deal which allows the U.S. to you know, use Central Asia again will be brokered through Moscow and not bilaterally. So basically Russia is saying that it will help, but only on condition the Obama administration sort of addresses its wider strategic concerns over other issues, things like missile defense in Europe and the expansion of NATO. The only thing I can say is that these NATO trucks, when they start rolling, they're expecting in the next few weeks, past the most terrific scenery. I drove to the small border town of Nizhny Panj yesterday, which is where this new crossing will be. It was a sort of river crossing and a bridge built by the Americans. And the road takes you through kind of rolling green pasture full of red poppies and lilac flowers, and the whole, you know, you go past donkeys, small boys selling fish. I mean, it's a very fragrant spring landscape and a kind of delightful trip. And I talked to one Afghan traffic driver, that sort of lorry driver there, who sort of said, yeah, you know, the northern route is very attractive, and try heading south towards, you know, the Taliban-controlled areas, and it's just, you know, very, very dangerous. He much preferred that route, and I can see why.